paragraph test. V'alkein ein koisvin kol kisvei hakodesh el al gabi oir behema v'chaya v'oif hatohirim. This will also explain why, when it comes to writing any holy books, a Sefer Torah, the prophets, Megillah Esther, all of these, you know, holy things, you're only allowed to write it on the hide of a kosher animal. It doesn't mean an animal that was shechted kosher. It means a kosher species of animal. An ox, a lamb, kosher species of animal, or bird. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact. Shemichet odom arishoin nislabsho hatoira bilavushim gashmiim. That as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Torah dropped. It went down and it cloaked itself. It became cloaked in physical garments. Bebechinas kosnos oir, in garments of leather. There's a pasuk right after the eating of the Eitz Hadas. It says that Hashem made for them, for Adam and Chava, kosnos oir, garments of leather, vayalbishim, and Hashem dressed them in these garments. And it's brought that originally, before the Eitz Hadas, they had kosnos oir with an aleph. The word oir spelled with an aleph, which means garments of light. Originally, their garments were spiritual light. As a result of committing this sin, the aleph was changed for an ayin. Instead of oir with an aleph, it became oir with an ayin. Kemuva bekol hasforim, as is brought throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that expound on this. Ki koydem achet hoyoyochol ha'odom lahasigas ha'toyra bepnimiyusa, bebchinas kosnos oir bi'aleph. Because prior to the eating of the Eitz Hadas, Odom Arishen, man had the ability to achieve an understanding of the Torah in its deepest depth, the pnimius of the Torah, the full depth of the Torah, in the format of kosnasor, garments of light, with an aleph. Ach acharachet, just like the Medrash says, that who were the students of Odom Arishen? The angels. He was giving shiurim to them originally. However, after committing the sin, the das of Adam Arishain and the das of mankind dropped. It became materialistic. It lost its super high spirituality. To the point where it became impossible for us to study the Torah and to understand the Torah without it coming into physical garments. Bebechinas kosnos oir, garments of leather, garments of hide. Like we write a Sefer Torah on the hide of an animal. Umishom bo hashikha. And this is actually what introduced forgetting into the world. Ki ikra shikha machmas hagashmius. Because what makes it possible for somebody to forget something is when that item is physical, when it takes up space. If I'm dealing with things that take up space, then there's only so much space. If my brain is physical, then if it's got room for 300 books, then the first 300 books that I study, I can remember. As soon as I go to 301, I got a problem, because there's no more room there. Either I'm going to lose something that I had in there before to make room to take in something new, otherwise there's no room to take in something new. Ki ruchnius einoi toifes mokoim, because spiritual does not take up any space. Avol gashmius toifes mokoim, whereas something physical does take up space. Ve'oz yes shikha, and that's when this problem of forgetting comes into existence. The person doesn't have enough room in his brain to contain everything. So he starts losing. He loses a piece of information here. He forgets the phone number. He forgets an appointment that he had, different things. As Rabbein Azal explains all of this in chapter 110 in Likutei Moran, Al pasuk lo yomush sefer haTorah zeh mipicha. When Rabbein Azal expounds on that pasuk, do not allow the Torah to be lost from your mouth. And Rabbein Azal says yomush is also loshen mamoshus, Mamash means tangible, physical. Don't let the Torah become physical by you. Because if it becomes physical, it's not going to be limitless. It's not going to be infinite anymore. You're going to be bound by space and you can only contain so much and not more. So Rabbeinu Zal says the Loshen Mamoshus, She'ikar hashikcha machmas hamamoshus v'agashmius. The main thing that allows a person to forget, that makes a person forget things is, When the person's das is megusham, it's physical. And God, the more the person is connected to gashmius, ayin shom, look over there in Torah Kufyud, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Humeyoz, and from the time that Odom Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, nizgashmu kol hamakoimois, all makoims became physical. They all dropped. The spirituality, as a result of Adam and Chav eating from the Eitz Hadas, the spirituality went back upstairs, and what was left downstairs is gashmi, much more gashmi. At sherechoikim ma'oid mebechinas mu'et machzik samaruba, to the point where mankind became very distant from this concept of a little being able to contain a lot. Mu'et machzik samaruba. And certainly, we became very, very distant from above the concept of space. We're very far from that. We're very much into space. Everyone wants their space. I want a house, and I want a big house, and I don't have enough room in that. I need my own room in the house. Each kid needs their own room, and this kitchen isn't big, and I don't have enough counter space. Everything is all about space, 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 space. Because originally, Adam HaRishon was sitting in Gan Eden. Sheshom Eitz HaChaim. That's the place of this tree of life. The tree of life was in that garden. That's the tree that Rabbeinu Zal is talking about there in Sipurei Maisis. That refers to the deepest parts of the Torah, the highest level understanding of Hashem. Shehu lemala mehamokoim legamri, which is way above the concept of space. Nothing to do with space. Nothing to do with anything physical. V'odom hoya kodosh, and Adam Rishon was very holy. V'datoi zach v'ruchni moed, his das was something pure, spiritual. V'yosha b'mokoim kodosh v'zach moed, and he was living in the holiest, purest place possible, in Gan Eden, the Hainu b'Gan Eden. Alkein, therefore, imloy hoya oichel me'etz hadas, if he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, hoya yochel b'chayov lahalois kol hamakoimois, v'lichloil b'bechinas lamalam yamakoim. Adam HaRishon would have been capable of elevating all the different places, taking all the different mokoims and elevating them to lamala min hamokoim. Shehu Eitz Chaim, which is that tree of life, shehoya samoch elav sham, which was right next to him over there. That was his turf. That was his territory. That was the Gan Eden he was in. He was right there with the tree and with all the good stuff. Ach al yidei chetoi, however, as a result of his sin, nizgareish mi Gan Eden, he was evicted from Gan Eden. V'yorad legashmius hamokoim, and he dropped down, down, down into physicalness, into materialism. V'afilu hatoyra chuchricha letoivosoi lehislabeish belevushin gashmin, and therefore the Torah was forced to step down, to take a drop, and to drop into physical garments, to have that knowledge of Hashem, that total spirituality, cloak itself in physical things, in parchment, in ink, and things like that. Bebechinas kosnosoy, or garments of leather. Kedei sheyi eloi eze tfisabo, in order for Adam Rishon to be able to connect to it. Because Adam became physical, in order for him to be able to relate to the Torah had to come down to his level and become physical in a sense, take on a physical form. V'oz nisrachek me'etz hachayim. And that's when Adam Rishon became very distant from that tree of life in Gan Eden where he was living originally. Mibchinas lemala mi'amokim, from that place that was above the concept of space. כמו שכוסב, as the פסוק says, ויעס השם אלוקים לאדם ולאשתו כוס נשאר וילבישם. Hashem made for Adam and his wife garments of leather. Oyer is leather or oyer is skin. Vayal bishem. And he cloaked them. He cloaked them in these garments. Shemarames al levushei hatoyra shenislabsho bebchinas kosnasoyer. Kemuva. And all the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that besides Adam Harishon taking on these garments, this pasuk is also referring to the Torah. The Torah is also called Adam. There's a pasuk, Zois HaTorah, Adam. This is the Torah, man. So the Torah was forced to take on these physical garments. V'acharkach tekev maschelas HaTorah ledaber eich shenizgarish migan Eden. And right after that, the Torah goes on to telling us about how Adam Rishon was evicted from Gan Eden, kedei shelo yiga be'etz hachaim, so that he shouldn't touch that tree of life. He shouldn't be able to come into contact anymore with that tree of life. Kama shekosu sham tekef, as it says immediately afterwards over there, vayoyimer Hashem alikim, Hashem said, hein ha'odom hoyo ka'achas mimenu. Adam Rishon was originally one of us, and now he got all messed up. And now if we leave him up here, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. If we leave him up here, he might partake from the Eitz HaChaim, and then we'll be in real big trouble. And therefore the pasuk goes on to say, Vayishalcheu Hashem Elokim Migan Eden, Hashem sent him out of Gan Eden, Lavoid Esu Adama, to work the land. And then the pasuk continues, Vayigoresh Esu Adam, man was evicted, Vayashkein Mikedem LeGan Eden, Es HaKruvim, and Hashem positioned in front of Gan Eden these kruvim, these cherubs, Veslat HaCheru HaMisapeches, and this special sword, Lishmor Es Derech Eitz HaChaim, to stand guard over that path that leads to the Eitz HaChaim, so that nobody should be able to get there who's not supposed to get to it. Kiho Beho Talia, because these two things are dependent on each other. Kinis rachik me hakidusha mebchinas lamala meamokim. Adam Rishon became far, he distanced, he moved away from holiness, away from lamala meamokim. Vafilu hatorah nislabsha bebchinas kosnasorim. And therefore, even the Torah itself was forced to cloak itself in physical garments, these garments of leather. Shubchinas gashmias, bechinas mokim. V'alkein nisrachek megan Eden. Therefore, automatically, he became distant from Gan Eden, me'etz hachayim, from the tree of life, shehu lemala me'amokoyim. That place is above place. That's the ultimate lemala me'amokoyim, Gan Eden. V'alkein ato tzrichen daiko lichtoi v'satoyra al gabi or daiko. And this is why we, today, have to write a Sefer Torah on leather, on parchment, kedei lohovies haTorah lebchinas mokoim daika, to bring the Torah into physicalness, into place, into mokoim, on exactly between those two lines. Kemavur leil, as we explained earlier, sheze ikur bechinas ksiva Sefer Torah nal. That's what writing a Sefer Torah is all about. It's about taking this spiritual item, the Torah, the letters of the Torah, which are lamala me'amokim, and bringing them down, down, down into mokim, locking them into a place. Utzrichen lekosva al gabi or daika, and we have to write it specifically on a hide of an animal. Shehu b'chinas kosnos oyer, that's those garments of oyer that Adam and Chava were given after they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shehu ikar b'chinas mokim kanal, that's the essence of space, that's the root of space. Originally, before the Eitz Hadas, Adam, Chava, and everything else was total spirituality. It was all spiritual. As a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, it was all lemala me'amokim. He was living in Gan Eden. What's the address in Gan Eden? There ain't no addresses. No addresses. No streets. No addresses. No avenues. It's all oneness. It's all the ultimate. It's lemala me'amokim. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was evicted, and everything went into mokim. Adam Rishon became more physical, a body and everything. The Torah became more physical. And therefore, our tikkun today is writing a Torah on the physical, on those kosnasor with an ayin. כי כל זה הוא בחינס אין הדין נמתק אלו בשרושי. Because this is all conforming with a major rule that we have in Yiddishkeit, that the only way to sweeten a din is by going up to the root of din. You got to go to where it originated from, over there, and fix it over there. Because again, what was the original problem? The original problem was that oyer with an aleph got converted to oyer with an ayin. As a result of committing a sin, we went from light to skin, to physical, to leather. The tikkun for it is, by taking light and turning it and putting it into skin, bigdusha, for Hashem's honor, to serve Hashem. This is ein adin nimtak ela b'sharoshay. Ki daika lidei shekoisven ha-Torah al gabi ho'or. Because by writing the Torah, inscribing the letters of the Torah, which are pure spiritual, which is pure light, inscribing it on this leather, on this hide, umevi enoisu l'bechinas mokoim, and bringing it into mokoim, at sheyesh lonu bo tfisa b'yadayim mamish, to the point where we can touch it with our hands, we can hold it, however, now we're not doing this in sin. We're doing this in mitzvah. We're writing this Sefer Torah with the ultimate holiness. The Sefer goes to the mikveh every day, and he's careful. He knows that he has to be much more religious than a regular guy because he's dealing in nitrogen, liquid nitrogen. He's dealing with fire, pure heavenly fire. And every time he writes a letter, his brain is in a certain place, his heart is in a certain place, and especially when he writes Hashem's name. By doing this, we sanctify, we make that mokoim, that place, that parchment, so holy, to the point where it becomes something small that's containing the biggest thing in the world. Hashem's light, Hashem's Torah. Vaydezeh onu zeichen lalo ismalo malo. And by doing this, we rise, we go up tremendously, at sheniske lebechinas lemala meyamokoim, until we zeichen to return to our original place, to above the concept of space, velovo yel hoetz achaim, and to get to that special tree of life.